Next patient is Sharon Formicola. That is Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N. Sharon Formicola, F-O-R, F as in Frank, F-O-R-M-I-C-O-L-A, Formicola, Sharon Formicola. Date of birth, 8-11-58, 8-11-58, date of visit, 1-7-26. We made a copy for Tara James, A-R-N-P, Tara, T-A-R-A, Tara, James, J-M-E-S, A-R-N-P. Next paragraph, dear Tara, T-A-R-A, thank you for sending Sharon Formicola for permanent evaluation. Next, here's President Illness. This is a this is a 67-year-old female who has had a prior history for breast cancer, status post right mastectomy, and reconstruction of the breast, as had shortness of breath and coughing spells. And recurrent bronchitis. The patient was sent for a chest CT. Chest CT done on 11/19/25. Which showed mild bronchial wall thickening, suggesting bronchitis, and enlargement of the main pulmonary artery, indicating pulmonary artery hypertension and a small hiatal hernia, as well as multiple nodules in the right lung, up to 4 millimeters. Period. The patient has no significant fevers, chills, night sweats, or weight loss. She has no nausea, vomiting, and she has no urinary symptoms. Next paragraph, the past history, the patient's past history has included history for breast cancer with right mastectomy and reconstruction of the breast. She has had she has had a history of hypothyroidism, previous history of right breast reconstruction, and left breast implant. She had the implants replaced in 2013. The patient had history for SVT and type 2 diabetes. He also had a right knee replacement done in 95. Next paragraph. I'm sorry, not 2025. Next paragraph, allergies to amlodipine and diflucan. Next, habits, the patient denies smoking. No significant alcohol use. Worked at a hospital lab. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of heart disease and COPD. Father had Alzheimer's. Next paragraph, med list include Lasix 20 milligrams a day, flecainide 50 milligrams BID, propranolol 80 milligrams, 1.5 tab BID, Humulin insulin 26 unit BID, and Synthroid 150 micrograms daily. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had some weight loss and fatigue. She has cataracts. She has sore throat. Denies nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency. No hay fever, but has wheezing and coughing spells with shortness of breath. She has heartburn, no abdominal pains, no diarrhea or constipation, no chest and jaw pain, no calf muscle pain or palpitations, no leg swelling, no anxiety, depression. She has no easy bruising. She has some joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam, this moderately obese, elderly, white female, alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing of perfidema, blood pressure, 132/70, pulses, 72 respirations, 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 243, saturation 94. HEND, non-metallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and lung feels so clear. Since a regular sonar has to know mama. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema. Reflexes are normal. There are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are mostly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, press number one. Chronic bronchitis with reactive airway disease. Number two is diabetes mellitus type 2. Number three, history of breast cancer. Status post mastectomy. And number four is hypothyroidism. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to, number six is multiple right lung nodules. Okay. Next plan, patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She will use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. A follow-up chest CT to evaluate the lung nodules in approximately 4 months. If her sputum is discolored, she will be treated with a course of antibiotics. And CBC IgE level, total eosinophil count were also ordered. Follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Tara James, ARNP. T-A-R-A, Tara James, J-A-M-E-S, A-R-N-P. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.